Disclaimer, this show contains coarse language, terrible banter, and mature themes which may not be suitable for younger audiences. Parental guidance is advised.
Good morning or afternoon or whenever you listen to this. It is the Morning Shack for Monday, the 18th of March, 2020. And what's happening? What's happening, everybody?
Man, Monday. You know what? I'm feeling it, bro. It was actually a good show.
I thought you mean you're feeling it in a bad way.
Nah, I thought we were in the zone today, man. Yeah, especially for Monday.
In the pocket. You know, ready to go. I think Tuesdays are
when you actually hit your A.
That, I think for us, because, you know, Mondays you're like, oh yeah, we'll be good to be back. And then Tuesday is like, fuck.
Oh, that's it. That's how it feels. That's the Monday.
Fucking hate you, Regan.
I fucking had enough of you, bro. Fucking hell, bro. Oh, man. So, yes, talk to us about the weekend, bro. You had a bit of a comedy show. Is it like a private, going to be like a private thing?
So, my bro, Heta Dawson, he's created his own little South Auckland comedy place to go to.
Nice.
So it's in his garage, which it makes it fucking funnier. But it's nice. Like, it's a nice area. It's all like blacked out. It's got a spotlight. It's got a PA system and a mixer.
He's going to be running this once a month.
He's looking at doing it once a month. But he's like, whenever you want to do stuff, you just like tell him and he'll go,
And so how do we, because that was what I was thinking about. I was like, man, how do we find out about this kind of stuff? Like, how do we know if there's going to be a show on? And
yeah, he's still kind of sorting
figuring that out.
I mean, you can check my socials. I'm thinking about doing a couple of sets there.
Yeah. Live ones on on Instagram and that.
I might be doing that one, or I might just be like, yo, show up. It's free.
That's cool.
Just come out. Yeah, there's a couple of co-papa weather though. No drinking in there.
That's all
no
good.
Smoking.
You can drink it outside, eh?
Yeah, just go outside. Get on it. Get on the piss. Come inside. All good.
Just drink
My bedroom's right next door, so, you know.
You know, it's good to, like,
stay away.
We'll just drink it yours.
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Dang.
You messy motherfucker. Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
That's cool.
It was cool to get on there and, like, people that were there were from South Auckland and they understood what you are talking about.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you'll go to town and you'll say, hey, man, what about the fucking inorganics? Some people don't know what the fuck you're talking about. You know, oh, fucking hell, bro. I used to live in, it was my Disneyland. Nobody knows.
What the fuck is this guy talking about?
Yeah, so I think that's what happened last time.
No one knows what it's like to be the sad man.
Fuck. That was quite funny that we both have it. So last time I did a comedy gig, I fucking bombed.
Yeah, and I also had a rough night as well.
The same night, probably the same time.
Exactly, yeah. I had to MC a gig. And, like, MCing is a little bit different to stand-up. You know, and that space of, like, because you got jokes in the hand, whereas my one is I'm trying to receive, like, put information out there and tell jokes on top of it. So it's like a weird pocket to be in. It's like, just tell us who's up next. If I'm trying to put a little joke in there to make it funny.
Yeah, it must be.
And it's
really
like, it's just fucking.
Because also on the other side of that, people aren't there to laugh.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
We just came here to watch what we came to watch. Yeah. Why the hell is this guy doing a little bit of a stand up comedy show?
Get off the fucking stage,
Get
bro.
Off the stage and tell us who's next, man.
You're ruining my fucking night, bro.
Oh my gosh. But yes, you know what? It's going to be it's a hard job to do when you're jumping in front of a crowd. So, I mean, having something like Hitter's comedy house, I guess.
Look, he's calling it Poppies.
Poppies.
Hey.
I like that. That's a cool
name. That's a good little name, right?
And over to Poppies, you know, that's a good place where people can feel safe and practice their jokes, and which will lead to, like, you know, the bigger stages in that. So,
yeah.
Man, that's so cool for Hitter to put up his, you know, residence for something like this. He's really
cool.
About the culture, right?
Oh, bro, he's hearty about the culture. But it was really cool. It was cool to just be like, okay, sweet, here's a place that people can go and try some shit.
And you're amongst your peoples as well, so you feel a little bit more at ease because, you know, people are keen to laugh and know what you're talking about.
If you're listening to this, you're like, you know what, I'll pull up and come and see old Tim do some funny shit.
Yeah.
Let me know.
Yeah.
I reckon I've got like heaps of bits together, but I've kind of tried them here and there, but I've never had to do them all together.
You're going to structure it into like one whole shebang, right?
Because next year, there's a comedy fest next year, and if you want to be in the comedy fest, you have to do an hour.
An hour of work, or you have to have an hour set.
An hour set.
Shit. And that's what, something that you're looking forward to going
That's
to?
Why I'm kind of like, fuck, if I build that up, I could do some shit.
Of course. I feel like you've already got half an hour I reckon of too. Material.
And then I can fucking riff and shit like that.
Yeah. But fuck, yeah, that sounds like an easy fix for you. You'll
and then I'm just going to pay Regan to give me funny shit. Here's 20 bucks. Hey, tell man. Me a funny joke.
Give me some tickets, bro.
Let me suck on that funny nipple of yours, brother.
Let me suck on that funny bone. Give me that funny bone.
Yeah, funny.
You got that funny
bone? Give me a little slurp on that funny bone,
bro. That funny boner? Oh, no. Shit. Never mind. Sorry, my bad. Oh, crazy.
Shit.
Oh, man. Nah, looking forward to seeing what the future holds for that gig as well. Pretty and, cool. Yeah, that's me.
All right, if you want to listen to us live, 103.8 New FM, Tamaki Makaurau, everywhere else, it's iHeartRadio, or you can get us at pmn.com or .co.nz, and you can listen to us live on the website. Eh?
Easy.
Okay, enjoy your day, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
See ya.
Running Amok, The Morning Shack with Tim Reed.
It's The Morning Shack, everybody. Good morning. Wake on up for your Monday, the 18th of March, 2020.
Shake it on off, okay? It is just the boys once again. Gabs is out there living her best life.
Man.
Hope she's safe and got both her kidneys. Wherever she is and whatever she's up to. Oh, man. Hope everybody had a great weekend. You know, it's time for us to do that climb all over again. We're climbing back up to Wednesday, rolling all the way back down to the weekend.
Yes, sir, it is getting towards the middle of the year.
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's already the middle of the month.
We're closer to the middle of the year than we were to the start of the year. If that makes any sense.
Too much brain power for my life.
It's too early for this. Nearly went there. The Morning Shack. Hope everybody's feeling good. But you know what we do every morning. We've got to reintroduce ourselves to the wider Shack community. Regan, kick it off for me, please.
Hey,
brother.
Man, you may have forgotten me over the weekend, but that's all good. I go by the name of Regan, a.k.a. Robin Hood. Reach about to steal the game, baby.
Give it a little, baby. Give it a little.
It's your Nana's ex-boyfriend. How she doing?
You know, she's all good, but she wanted to know why you pick us up for housing.
Sorry. Next time. Mr. Big Tick, Big Smoke, a.k.a. the new Wayne Super Saiyan.
Boom!
A.k.a. Quagmire, baby. Let's giggity-giggity-get it. Who the hell are you, bro?
They call me Young Pitapit, baby, a.k.a. Gladywap. Oh. A.k.a. Tin for you, Timmy.
Why is that, bro?
Because I got the game wrapped up, baby.
Wrap it up.
They call me Timmy, Vasa. Young Dalsum, baby, I spit out for ya.
Yoger Flame.
Timmy, a fuego pulling up with 40 with your shorty and the goodiest of the goose. Whoa!
Hey, Yoger! And you know what? It is only getting colder and colder every morning. What? You know, it's just worse when you start feeling it. It's gradually appearing every single day.
It doesn't just hit you in the face with the coldness.
I would rather that. At least I know, okay, cool, I can get off the bat and start complaining. But I'm still so sour about, you know, not having the best summer ever. Hit me on up, bro. What we got today?
Got some Miss California.
Oh,
it's Dante Thomas. California. And some Proswell.
Oh. This was a She's Miss California, hottest thing in West LA. House down by the water, sails a yacht across the bay. Drives a Maranello, Hollywood's her favorite scene. Loves to be surrounded, superstar, they know her name. Yeah. Hey. She's a rich girl from the top of the food chain. Loving the mean things, and you know me.
Till I take her to the Grammys. 10 mil on a diamond ring. She's invites me to the day on the jet skis.
First didn't mean a thing, then she told me I'm the one that she searched for. It was hard to believe.
She's Miss California. Hottest thing in West LA. House from by the water. Sails her yacht across the bay. Hollywood's
her favorite
scene. Loves the
beats
around it.
Superstars
and know her name.
Yay!
Oh, I didn't even know what a Maranello was, bro.
What is that?
It's a Ferrari.
Drives a Maranello. Mm. I thought she drives like a little boat. That sounds like a little...
It does sound like a boat.
I'm driving a little Maranello.
Oh, just
what is it? Is it called Maranello?
It's got Nutella. No.
Well, I don't know what it is.
It's filled with Maranello cheese, bro. Gorgonzola? No, I don't.
Low circle.
little circle on the apple.
Ah, right, the little circles.
Man, you know what, man? There's a lot of people out there that go, what the hell do these guys talk about sometimes? We don't even know sometimes.
I don't even know, but I'm pretty sure everyone knows that meme, if anything.
I hope so. Anyway, hope everybody's feeling good for your Monday.
Yes, this is the time of the day where we catch up and see what we all got up to.
What did you get up to, Reese?
I had half and half of an eventful one, you know, Friday. Pretty much just laxed out. We watched a movie on that night.
What'd you watch?
Argo.
Oh, okay. Argo. Thoughts?
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, the end was a bit. Okay. I didn't like that actress, to be honest. The one that was on Jurassic Park.
Oh,
got the red hair.
The ginger one.
Yeah, she's whole well.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, she is a ginger.
But yeah.
I didn't even know she was in it.
She's the main character, but yeah. It was all right.
Her dad's famous, eh? Her dad is a dude from Happy Days.
That's how she got on. Because she's all right as an actress. Right at the end, she started annoying me. That's about it. And then Saturday, when we watched your Western guy do a little bit of a country set at his gig, he opened up for Etu, man, that guy's mean.
Yeah,
he's great. Yeah, he'll be sticking around. I got the inside scoop. He's going to be sticking around till next week. Till this weekend. He's performing at Polyfest on the Tongan stage.
Wow.
That's pretty buzzy. Get someone from all the way from the States doing that for his Tongan community.
Eesh.
It's pretty cool. And then Sunday, just laxed out. Pretty much just in bed doing nothing. Yeah, what about you, bro?
A lot of people, that if you listen religiously to the show, you know that I'm a 3D printer now.
Ah.
I've come through and printed out something to show Riggs, my little friend over there. It's a little pop vinyl.
I'm going to give you an update. This guy's getting better and better, you know, as time progresses.
Thank you, brother.
You know?
We need to make some money from this now.
This is looking good.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, and then I did some comedy in the weekend, which is quite cool.
Mm.
Got back on the horse. You know, last time I went, and people, again, those ones that follow me down, last time I did it, horrible.
Hey.
But it wasn't me. I found out it was the damn audience.
You guys got a problem with me.
Yeah. Hey. So, no, it was good fun. But, looking to get ready for the week. And, spend some more time with my bro.
Real quick, I wanted to give a massive ass shout-out to this girl that I met at the at Coach's gig, Marvi. She listens to the show religiously. She was talking to us all about, like, everything that we've been talking about on the show, and I was just like, holy heck. So I said, oh, you know what, Marvi, next time I'm on the mic, I'll give you a shout-out. So, yes, Marvi, it was nice meeting you on the weekend.
Aww.
And thanks to you for tuning in as well.
Offside.
Me and the bro.
No gabs today.
Mm-hmm.
Today on the Arabic News, we're going to the sports for your Monday, as we do.
As we do.
Let's get into the ruggers, eh? Let's
rugby?
Get into the ruggers.
What you got, bro?
Oh, ruggers in the rugby.
What's going on in there,
put my
that
rugby
world?
Voice on.
Oh, damn.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
The Crusaders, useless.
Ah.
Useless.
Shame.
Crusaders are now 0-4. They have not won at all.
Moana Pacifica on the board, baby.
Bro. They're killing it too. But the Crusaders, they lost to the Hurricanes 10-14.
Hurricanes are well, eh? Yeah,
very, very good at the moment.
Damn.
I don't need to do the Australian teams. Nobody wants to do them. What have we got? The Highlanders lost to the Brumbies over the weekend, 21-27.
You're lucky.
And the showdown of all showdowns, the Chiefs against the Drua.
How'd it go?
29-46 to the Chiefs. It was an FMG stadium. Yeah, the Chiefs holding it down.
Yeah, you know what? But Fiji doing very, very well.
Blues got very lucky. They extremely lucky. Right at the end, they beat the Waratahs 10-12. But you know what it is. It's MP time, baby.
So what do we got, bro?
Moana Pacifica beat the Force 22-14, baby.
Yee-hoo!
Second win in a row.
That's what I'm talking about.
Woo-wee.
Hey, we back up on the boards, baby.
They got the Brumbies next week, which could possibly... Hey, they could beat the Brumbies.
If they gave the Crusaders a hard time...
Man.
You know what? That's it.
Well, they could potentially... They could have been undefeated. They played the... Moana Pacifica played the Highlanders first round, and they lost. They just lost... From one try, right
at
the end.
You're lucky, eh?
Eh? Okay, the UFC happened in the weekend. Bam Bam Tai Tuivasa had a fight against Tibor. Tibera. And unfortunately lost first round.
Unlucky ooze.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I hope he bounces back.
Yeah. He's been taking a few hours lately.
Yeah.
But you know what? He's a great fighter.
Yeah, he's exciting. People love to watch him fight.
Yeah.
So, hope Tai Tuivasa is doing all good. I know he's just living it up at the moment.
Bam, bam. Let's get it back to work, bro. Yeah. Let's do it.
And also, we talked about, we had a good chat last week, about the Mike Tyson and Jake Paul having a scrap.
What's the latest?
It's all signed. It's ready to go. It'll be on Netflix. It'll be free. Free on Netflix. Oh, well, if you have a Netflix subscription, it's free to watch.
I saw a little shaman. I don't know if that's real or not, but I did see Jake Paul calling out David Tuah.
He said,
after I finish knocking out Mike Tyson, I want to fight David Tuah.
Damn, bro. Okay, yeah, let's make that happen.
I'd like to see that.
Let's make that happen.
Let's see if you can make it past Mike Tyson, first of all.
Yeah.
Dang.
Today's out of the news. We're going to the sports and we're going to have a little chitty chat. First things first, we go to the golf, eh? Let's just go to the golf to get it out of the way. Ryan Fox. I'm not sure. Are you familiar with Ryan Fox there, Reece?
Won the...
It's a New Zealander?
Yeah. He won the Golden...
The Golden. No, he's like... His dad is Grant Fox, who was the rugby player.
Ah.
Yeah, way back in the day. I did not know that. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I know. Yeah.
Ryan Fox.
Anyway, he's been doing really well in the PGA Tour.
Mm.
And he hit this amazing hole-in-one on the 17th hole.
From far as.
Yeah, and man, because it was surrounded by, it's a real tough hole.
How do you do that, eh?
So nuts, eh? Like, I can't even hit it, like,
I can't even
straight.
I can't even get it to go the way if I wanted to.
So he's doing really well. He's got one more day. I think today's the last day. So, yeah, it's good to see New Zealanders kind of getting in there.
I like it.
All right, now let's get to the league.
What's going on?
Okay, the Panthers are back into their winning ways, beating the Eels 26-18. Sharks are actually looking really good this year.
Yeah?
Yeah, they beat the Bulldogs 25-6. They beat the Warriors last week. The Dolphins are back onto it.
Yeah, fins up, eh?
Yeah, fins up. They beat the Dragons 38-0 yesterday.
Damn.
And Cowboys got a one-point win over the Knights. The Raiders are coming through. They beat the West Tigers. West Tigers are having a bit of a hard time with Benji.
Yeah. You know what? People are hating on my boy Benji Marshall, but you know what? Shut the hell up.
Leave him alone.
You never been in the coach's seat before, so shush.
Yeah. Oh, you're not a 24-hour coach. Shut the hell up. Shut your mouth.
24 hours of these.
Yeah. I'm going to get 24 jabs to the face if you say that again. And 7 hooks. But we all know what we want to talk about here. It's no surprise.
Chat.
Them bloody Warriors.
I will say this, okay? They're doing good. They're just not getting there.
Yeah.
They're both games been very, very close.
Yeah, I agree.
And also, the Gift Storm, they usually get a hiding from the Storm. Remember the last time when it was like...
Yeah. That was 15 losses in a row to the Storm.
Man. But you know what? They're looking better than they used to.
It was there, man. They came back, man.
They came back and they almost won it too. But their coats, do they?
Coats just ruined out day.
You know what, though? That has got to be try of the season. So,
7:30, we're talking about the out of the news and just people that ruin your days like that coach, dude. We were about to win against the Storm, bro.
We had it in the bag. We did it.
Then he had to do the little jumping jacks. Poor Dallin. See, that Dallin does that to everybody, and now it happened to him, and it's like, oh, yes.
That's how it feels, eh?
Yeah.
Is that how it feels? Oh, my gosh.
But we put the question out. Who ruins your day? Who's your coach? Who's the guy that just...
damn life.
Yep.
Who's it for you, bro?
My kids.
Damn.
Back in the day, eh, when you were like, oh, yeah, I just want to sit down, watch, play the game. Yeah, nah. Yeah, Dad, can I watch the...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Why do you happen to talk as soon as I turn the TV on?
Oh...
Multiple chances to chat to me.
Yeah, man. I just get... Hey, you just come home from school and want to get all loud. Want to tell me about your day, eh? Nah. I'm over here watching Jerry Springer.
Man.
I'm over here watching Maury. Can't you see?
Come on, man.
What about you? Who ruins your day, Reece?
We have this new dog in our family. Kimchi.
Okay. What?
The dog's name is Kimchi.
At your house?
Not at my house.
Oh,
at my family house.
Yeah?
The disrespect. This dog has only been in our family for a couple of months. Barking at me like I've never lived there before.
Doesn't know the
the dog's in the house is a house dog now. Oh. Went inside one day to go visit my family. Who the hell are you, bro, barking at me? I used to live in this damn house, you little punk.
Here's another person that ruins my some of my days. Mm. I got a cousin that's one of the hardiest conspiracy theorists of all time.
Damn.
Anyway, whenever there's some joyful things happening in my life, you know, I had him up. He's on my socials.
Mm, mm.
And I go, oh, I got a new podcast coming out. Are you controlling the narrative now, brother? Are you controlling the narrative?
Cuz, shut the hell up.
It's like, bro, just enjoy it. I'm doing what I'm doing. Yeah.
Listen and enjoy the laughs.
Yeah.
Okay, cuz.
Even the bakery run stuff. Do they put MSG in that, brother? Are you, do you check, bro? Do you ask them? Just let me enjoy my life.
This is why you're whangai'd in the family.
This is why we never invite you to any of my kids' birthday parties.
This is why no one ever told you you got whangai'd. You're not even a part of our family, all right? That's why you're a bit of a weirdo.
That's why your nose is straighter than everybody else's. That's why you can't grow a beard.
That's why you can't pop money.
Yeah.
Because you're not even a part of the family.
Your back's all whack. You keep back slapping. Gosh.
How lucky are you is what I want to know. More like how unlucky, more or less. You know, my cousin happened to have one of the worst, unluckiest oost days of all time, I think. This happened on the weekend. It was on Saturday. Got the call up to go and pick him up. It's like, man... Went and picked him up. I said, man, I'm having one of the worst days of all time. Oh,
well, it's nice that he could tell you about it.
Yeah, well, he needed a ride, seeing that, you know, he got into a bit of a pickle. And, you know, he said, man, could this be the most unlucky day of all time? So this is how it all went, right? This guy happened to park at, I don't know where it was. It was somewhere in town. And so he parked up, got a ticket. That was the first start of it.
Okay, that happens.
Got a ticket. Then after that, he jumps in the car. And he realizes he's left the lights on.
Oh, no.
Batteries drained. Batteries fully drained. He's like, bro, can you come and help me, like, go pick up a battery and all that jazz? I said, yeah, that's all good. Sweet, we go pick up the battery, and he can't even pay for it.
Oh.
He lost $80 in his pocket. So, let's recap from where he is, right?
Yeah.
So, he gets a ticket. Then, his battery's drained. He left the lights on. We go to buy a battery. He hasn't got his money. He realizes he's lost his $80. And then, we get back to go and put the battery into the car. It's been towed away.
Oh,
damn, bro, I was thinking, get the hell away from me. You got a hex on you, bro. What's your ex did you piss off and she's done? Yeah. Chuck the hex on you.
That's sad. Well, I feel for the bro.
I was too, man. And I was like, damn. Just a quick recap on how his life went on Saturday. So he parked somewhere in town, got a ticket, went to jump in his car to start the car. He realizes his license was left on. And so... his battery's drained. He gives me a call. He's like, can you come pick me up, please, and sort me out? I was like, yeah, okay, cool. Went to go pick him up to go get a new battery. We go to get to purchase the new battery. He realized he lost his money. He had $80. It's gone. Doesn't have it anymore. I had to help him out, fork out some money for him. And then we get back to put the battery back in the car. The car's been towed. Hard life for my cousin, man. Love you to pieces, dear. But, unlucky.
Yeah.
You know, the thing, I was holding this on the tip of my tongue the entire time, but I was saying, it's sort of self-inflicted. You know, it's not like unlucky. Yeah. It's sort of like you kind of put yourself in that position a little bit. Yeah. That's what I had to say. But I did want to know, when was the most unluckiest day you've ever had for yourself?
I've had a couple of baddies.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's just one of those things, when it rains, it pours.
It's just feeling it.
I was overseas and I parked in a place that I didn't know was not parking.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I went in to go and get something. I came back out. It was towed.
Gone. Okay.
I thought, man, someone stole it. No, it's towed. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, where do I go to get it? I went to the place.
Yeah.
Okay, this is it. It's weird. So they're like, oh, we need your license. I gave them my license. It's like, it's not American. You need an American license.
And how can
like,
I have one?
I'm from New Zealand. And they're like, okay, well, where's your passport? And I go, it's at the hotel. The hotel was like a good 2 hours away from where we were.
Oh, my God.
They go, well, you have to go back and get it. And I was like, well, I can't. He goes, oh, what about a photo? Could I give you a photo of it? They say, yeah, sure. I gave them a photo of my old passport.
Yeah.
It's expired. You have to go and get another one. Then I get it all. I spend an Uber there and back. And then they go, well, it's rental. We need to... It was just red tape.
Everything just on every single time.
And then I had to pay like $400 to get it out. It was horrendous.
What a day.
Wasted a full day. Just, yeah.
Damn, that's rough.
I hate you, America.
That's rough.
I hate you, Philadelphia.
And are you the one to have the most unluckiest day of all time, okay? Well, my cousin... had probably one of the unluckiest days of I've ever heard of. Okay,
that's pretty unlucky, man.
Yeah, you know, his car got towed, he got a ticket, he lost $80, and his battery was drained as well. And so we're heading over to the text line 466. Want to know, have you had the most unluckiest day and what did it look like for you? Okay, got 333s up in here. It says, I got stuck in my house window for 4 hours trying to climb in it because I didn't have the key. Turns out the door was unlocked.
Oh, nah.
Damn, bro.
Someone just texted him, boat incident. Regan,
elaborate, please.
I thought they mean they're trying to get you to tell us about the boat incident. Had no incidents on a boat?
I have had a few incidents on the boat, but they were unlucky times due to my own... it was self-inflicted unlucky times.
I've never had a boat incident that I can think of.
Oh, what?
Probably.
Well, you know what? We've got Cam also here on the text line to wrap everything on up. He reckons, had a transformer fall off the back of my truck, which hit a car behind me, and oil poured out of the transformer, contaminating the drains. I got an environmental fine of $5,000, had no Class 2 license at the time, and an $800 fine. And the lady's car was a write-off about $23,000 in costs all up. Uzo, unlucky, man. I hope you recovered. Well, you're looking like you did well at the end.
Sheesh.
But what a day, eh? Sheikas, man. $23,000 in costs all up and no license as well. Man, feeling for you, bro. Looks like you've come up, though.
Yeah. Look at you now, though. You're shining there, King.
You're doing well.
It's time for us to jump on into our Mamai Monday.
Mamai Monday.
Where everything hurts, and it's time for us to just put it out there into everybody to hurt together.
Yes, you know what? You want to have a nice, great start to the week, don't you? So why not complain today to make it better for tomorrow?
Get it off your chest. Today is all about being on the motorway and just behaviours that hurt all of us together.
Those things are just... pee off. PMO moments, isn't it?
Yeah, like you pee me off. Okay. Everybody, let's just exhale. Okay, I'm on my Mondays today. Number five. Get off your damn phone. Get off your damn phone when you're driving. On the motorway.
Phonies.
We get it, you're just going straight, but that's the reason why you go into the back of other cars.
Exactly.
I'm just going to text my mate, nah, just wait.
Just wait till you get off the motorway and you can pull over and do that safely.
It's not that hard. Sort it out,
please. They don't need to get the message that quickly.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've also been, you know, guilty of that at multiple times, but hey... it's not about me, it's about us. We need to stop it all.
Yeah.
Ready? Number four.
Okay, this one is annoying to a lot of people, which causes a lot more accidents as well, is that when you do see an accident on the motorway, you're being a bit of a nosy parker. You're slowing down the traffic, and also you could be causing another accident. You know what? Cut it out. The other one is filming it while you're driving past the accident.
Yeah.
Do you want to cause another one?
No.
Don't
you? Gosh.
You want to cause another lane to be blocked and everyone's stuck because of you?
Sheesh.
You should be guilty.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Okay, number three.
333.
is when you break at the last minute. Don't do that. Don't do that. You're not slowly apply your brakes and also stop earlier than real close.
Pay attention.
Yeah.
Hey, and learn about judgmental measurements.
Mm, if you're erratic or, you know, when you make those harsh braking decisions and you just brake at the last minute, no, that's not good.
Ah!
Yeah, no, none of that. That's what is the cause of the rear end.
Stop.
You rear end it.
Don't be... bumping into people's behinds.
Okay.
Mm.
And we're letting it all out. We're letting it all just out.
Just let it all hang out. 3, 2, 1. Trying to get you right for the week ahead just by complaining for your Monday.
But let's just do it. Let's do it all together.
Mm.
Yeah. Today, for your Mamai Monday, it's all about the absolutely despicable behaviours that go on the motorway.
Yuck.
Just, Okay, so let's go through them, eh? Number five. Five was all about getting off your phones. Don't text and drive, even though you're texting, you may be driving right now. Hey. You may have texted through Fiji when you were driving. See, you didn't pass the test, did you? You better pull over.
Yeah. Cut it out.
So just cut that out, eh?
Yeah.
Cut it out of your business.
Yeah.
Okay, that's number five. What about number four, Rex?
All right, number four is being nosy.
Mm.
Okay, we do not want to be causing more accidents from you looking and watching the accident as you're passing it.
Yeah.
Hey, and you got your phone out trying to record, trying to be the first one to chuck it on your socials?
Yeah, no, none of that.
No.
Nah.
Be safe.
Except if it's the dude that's like, rewah, rewah, and he's got a shovel.
Yeah, not bad. Yeah. Actually, you know what?
You can
pull over for that one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Mm.
But all the other ones, don't do it.
All right, okay. Not worth.
Okay, and number three.
Was
all about don't just stop suddenly. Slow your brakes down. Slow them down.
Slow your roll and know your roll.
Mm.
Right?
Before your car rolls.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. You going to hit us with number two, Ring?
Number two. Okay, now this one. I'm trying not to get angry.
Okay.
I'm trying not to get angry. All right. Sorry.
You can do it, man. You can do it. I believe in you.
This is all... getting angry some more. I'm thinking about these damn people.
Hey, stand up. Do what you do before. Punch the chair. Punch the chair. Oh. Settle. No, leave that alone. Come back. Oh. Come back. Yep, you all right? You all right now?
Yes, I'm all right. Okay. This is for the people who don't know how to use fast lanes. Okay? This is the thing that I've been holding in my heart for a very long time now. The third lane, the furthest lane from, you know, the closest lane to the barrier in the middle. That is for the fast lane. Why the hell are we driving 60? Hey? Move over to the side.
Yeah.
I need to be somewhere ASAP because I woke up late. Therefore, I'm speeding down 100. And why have I got you going 60 and even slower when I'm going behind you?
Yeah, yeah.
I've had enough.
I'm with you on that one.
I've been holding that one in for a while.
I could tell.
Mm.
Your face went all purple.
What have we got? Anything to wrap us up
number
on?
Number one.
Number one.
111. If you're going to merge, you damn sure better indicate. Don't just jump in. And you better stop trying to be that guy. You're not a genius to go, you know what? I see this lane is going straight. I'm going to pretend that I'm going to go this way and sneak in.
And slowly make my way in.
You're not sneaky. You're just an a-hole.
You're just annoying.
You're just a real bad person. Don't do that.
People like that go to hell.
Regan's...
You're going to hell with me.
I've been in cars and Regan does that quite a lot.
Hey, whoa. Open up on this damn Mamai Monday.
We're talking about the... just the utmost disrespect that goes on the motorway.
The motorway.
Oh.
The momoway.
Well, I hope my momo's doing all right.
Dang.
Okay, so we're going through some of the honourable mentions that came on through on the text line.
Mm.
Some things that just annoy you when it comes to being on the motorway. Cam came through, don't indicate last minute and throw the courtesy and not throw the courtesy wave or blink your hazards. Yes.
You know what? I'm with that. I'm off that.
I'm a big fan of that.
Especially the wave. That is the part that, you know, if you're not giving me a wave, I'm going to get angry at
and
you.
And also, like, just wind the window down. Do it out the window to say
give
thanks.
Give us a little mana wave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey. Dorothy, I know you're 70 years old. You shouldn't even be on the road, by the way. Blind in one eye. But you know what? Give us a little wave to show some appreciation.
Yeah.
Okay? Someone 613, when those drivers are driving like crazy, they think they're on the set of Fast and the Furious. Yeah. Yes. They think they've got eight shift gearbox.
Got the push
12 the shift gearbox.
You're pushing the NOS button, but it's just the hazard lights.
Watch out. You got to be looking after your family. Damn.
Okay, someone has texted, just because it was St. Paddy's Day yesterday, don't go driving hungover to work. Jeez.
That's the golden rule there. Yeah. You know, Uncle Patty wouldn't be happy if you've been drinking a little bit the night before.
I'm in a Maserati.
You know, and then now you're cruising. I appreciate you drinking on St. Patrick's Day, but then driving to work hungover, that's a bit... not good.
There's no gold at the end of the rainbow.
Yes, you know what? You're going to be seeing leprechauns soon in heaven when you crash. So don't be doing that, okay? This is a paid advisement from Uncle Paddy himself.
Yeah. Uncle Paddy, fiddly-dee. That's the only thing I like. And last one, it says, Regan has given me 50 in the fast lane vibes.
What the hell, man?
I'll tell you what. Correct. No.
Come on.
Riggs is a great driver. I'll give him that.
I'm only going 50. When I'm texting and driving. Oh, wait, what? Sorry.
That's how you know I'm doing a new skit. That's how you...
I'm only going 50 on the motorway when I'm filming myself, all right, and doing my daily vlogs.
When I'm having a rant. When I'm doing my Steve
when
Institute.
I'm doing day in the life vlogs, okay, get ready with me in the car rides.
I'm doing 1 kilometre for every follower I have.
And we're getting into your morning tea right now. We're talking all about the one New Zealand Warriors, okay? They're going on a little bit of a venture. And I thought, you know what? How about we come up with some names to promote, if anything. So for those who don't know, the Warriors are looking at sussing out a little bit of a bar venue, hospitality kind of venue where they can, watch the games, and it's going to be all themed out with just Warrior kit and all that stuff as well. Sounds like it's going to be a good plan. They're looking at putting this thing in Kingsland, somewhere around in Kingsland, down the main strip. I thought that was quite a clever idea. But then, I mean, that's it. I mean, Eden Park is closer to...
Than maybe they're trying to take that, take in.
Trying to get their way in there. But yes, that's what their new venture is. They're looking at opening up sort of like a sports bar kind of thing. It's going to be all Warrior themed. It'll be cool to see if they can get like old school memorabilia around the walls and all that stuff as well. You never know, you might see a feature from, you know, one of the old players from back in the days. I know there's going to be some hearty-ass, diehard Warrior fans pulling up to that space as well. And we're talking all about the Warriors for your morning tea this morning. It's looking like they are going to be opening up a sort of Warrior-themed bar/restaurant/ some sort of hospitality venue. It's going to have, like, you know, just all kitted out just for the Warriors to go watch the games and just be amongst people, their own kind of people, right?
Yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. They're looking at a place somewhere in Kingsland. Could be an option, you know, if they ever do end up playing, you know, back at Eden Park, sorry. Yeah. You know, it's just up the road.
Yeah.
Pretty good vibes.
My thing's about the food, man. What food are they going to serve, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be good. It's going to be
a lot of themed ones, you know?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. So that's what we wanted to know. We wanted to know, what are some themed food, or even, like, what would you call the bar in itself?
I was thinking Roger Tuivasa Shank. So it's like a lamb shank. Roger Tuivasa. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Ruben Sticky Wings. Not Ruben Sticky Ribs.
What about Wawa Wings? See what I'm talking about, man?
See? Get us on
that. What I'm talking about. You need to get us on the marketing team, all right? Damn. That's pretty good. Someone said, sticks on through and said, the Walloon Saloon. The Walloon Saloon.
I kind of like that.
Hey, we're going off to the Walloon Saloon now to Kingsland.
Me and Stacey Jones. Where's Stacey Jones these days?
Damn, that's there. You know, that's pretty smart. A lot of people just saying, you know, up the Waz, pretty much. That could be another name.
The Waba would be me.
The Waba.
Yeah. The Waba. We're going to the Waba.
Are we going to the Wagon? The Wagon?
Wagon Wheel.
Wagon Wheel.
We're getting into our bag right now.
You know what? Sheesh. I'm loving it, man. Hey,
okay, addictions. I want to know what you all addicted to, eh? I want to know if there's something that's all legal.
Yeah.
Okay. No, no. Hey, we're not going to judge anybody, but let's keep it above ground.
Keep it clean, okay? I know it is spicy, but come on, man.
So I want to know, 466, we're going to go through addictions that are legal, things that you are just addicted to in life that you cannot go away from.
Give us an example of something that you're addicted to.
For me, Coke, no sugar. I think I'm addicted to that.
Lucky. Because you started off, though.
It's Coke.
Yeah.
No sugar.
Could have said Coca-Cola or cola.
Coke, no sugar.
Okay. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. How many bottles of those are you drinking now and then?
Oh, man, I don't do the bottles. I do the cans, man.
Damn.
Yeah, I do the cans. And I pop them, but I shotgun them.
Man, Stone Cold Steve Austin over here.
Okay, but I do have a bit of an addiction to
And
it.
You know what? If you come through with your addictions, we're not going to judge you.
No.
Okay, it's a safe area where you can just chat. I'm going to sell you guys my one very, very soon.
Okay, it's not about the cheers, is it?
I gave up that addiction.
Oh, good.
That addiction.
Once you got in trouble.
Once I found out it wasn't legal.
Oh, it's not illegal?
Oh, no.
I'm pretty sure it's legal. You can get away with it.
No, it's not.
Okay, we're talking about addictions. What are you addicted to? What is something that is legal? Just putting that out there first.
Yeah.
That you just can't resist it.
Can't resist. Yeah.
Riggs, what's your vice, brother?
My one would have to be after I just posted up a video on Instagram. I tell my missus, as soon as I post it up, I go, sweet, I'm off to get my dopamine. I'm outies. And my missus is like, where are you off to? I'm going to the room. I'm going to the room to go get my dopamine.
Yeah, I'm here to refresh every 5 seconds.
I'm just here to watch my own video back and forth and just keep laughing at myself. That's what I'm addicted to, okay? And you can't tell me otherwise that you don't do the same thing, okay?
Oh, no, no. If people tell you that, they're lying.
You got to watch your own stories back and just giggling at yourself.
That was a good... I liked how I did that.
Oh, that's me, man.
Bro, you know what I'm addicted to, man? Making things on my 3D printer, bring it for you, bro.
Bro, you know what you are addicted.
That's my dopamine, bro.
Yeah. You're looking at this thing and... Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Gonna show Regan.
Damn. That was a good hit.
I need him to tell me I'm good at this. Someone has texted through, I'm addicted to buying things that I don't need.
You know what? It'd be like that. Yeah. It'd be like that. Put in it, you know, even worse, using Afterpay.
Oh.
That's another piece of the puzzle of that addiction. I know what you mean.
Someone said, coffee. I need to get caffeine in me, and if I don't, I become difficult.
Damn, Grumpy Sue right there, eh?
Man. I know, it's like, you're not a coffee guy.
Me?
I'm not either. But
I'll drink it now and then.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't drink it for the hit. I drink it for the bitter taste. I like it sometimes.
I'm not a... I hate coffee.
You're a hot chocolate little boy, eh?
I'm not with your marshmallow.
No hot chocolate. Does it come with a chocolate fish? Because, man, coffee is the elixir of old people, and I'm staying young, baby.
Once you rely on coffee, that's it. You're using a substance to try and enhance your day.
Here's an interesting one that came through. I am addicted to anything that cleans my sinuses. Vicks Vapor Rub.
Yep.
And Ultravine. That's not good for you, eh?
Not if you're doing it
all the time.
Yeah, you might want to. You know something I realized? Like, because I used to eat strepsils, like, they were lollies. And that's when my mom goes, you know that's medicine, right? You could get sick from overeating those. And I was like, damn, you're right. Yeah, I forgot this was medicine. So, yes, that's the same thing for you, okay?
Anything that goes up your nose, hey, think about it. Think about it, all right?
Think about it.
Think about where that's been.
Yeah.
And who's been doing that as well.
Why are you doing it in the public bathroom?
Yeah, stop it.
Why you got 5 other people in there with you?